And yet we try to look for it all over the world, and it's right in front of us. It's right in front of us. So what we say is what God has given us in the Spirit. It's here. It stares us in the face. You don't have to go anywhere to find it. It's a matter of understanding. It's a matter of understanding and sharing and working together. And that's why I am so honored. We all are Apaches to be here in this church. Because this is where it starts. Our way is a religion. It's a religion. But somebody classified something different and made us to be nothing in our religion. That's why so many of our Indian people have taken different roles to try to bring balance. But you know, the way that change comes is let's hit it together, hard, head on together. Not separately, together. And if we do that together, then America will be that country that it should be. Because America is unique. And the old people always say, if the people who came here and colonized this place, if they can only understand where they're at, we can set the example for the rest of the world. If they can allow the Indian people to begin to be a part, we can help set the example. We're not here to kick anybody off. We know that's never going to be. Especially if Indian people believe that you're my relative, Shakira. And I will say that if we were bad people, then Christopher Columbus would have still been on that boat trying to find where he was going. But we weren't, because even in Apache, where all these horrifying stories and movies they make, the first thing we said was, hey, I guess they're our relative, the Apache though, but they said, hey, there's this white people all dying over there, what should we do? And then the first one said, we better go help them because they're our relatives. So we just never thought that we turn our back, something else is going to happen. That's how America got started. It's not like the way they do it in history. We all help each other. And that's why when Sue came, I said, Sue, this is our country. Even though they may think so, even though it looks like it, but God put us here. Let us be the first to welcome you to North America. You are our brother. We'll never treat you any different. If you stand with us for the right of what's good in the human race, we'll always be together. Because that's what God wants us to do. We're supposed to be together. And now, this journey all the way to D.C. to repeal a bill that Senator John McCain did. And let me end on that bill. I told you 13 times. Well, when he stuck it in a rider, he changed that fight to a Native American fight. Because in that rider, he does not say that taking this federal land for copper to give it to Resolution Copper does not affect reservations. That does not say. So what that means is that our language, our culture, our religion is under attack right now. Because with this standing bill, it applies to reservations too. And that's why it became a Native American fight. And that's why every tribe in the United States is supporting this fight. Every organization in this country of Native people are on this fight. Then when they went to the resources, because there was no transparency, because the United States didn't even know what's going on, it became an American fight. Because these things, these resources, are leaving Arizona, down into Mexico, to the Gulf, and going overseas. And yet, those two countries that McCain talks about are the first one on the list that these products are going to be sold to. Because once it leaves the country, it no longer belongs to the United States. And there was no assessment done of the value. So, as people of America, you have the right to question your congressional leaders on this decision, on this act, because it will be setting the example for the future. In Arizona, in a circle, from the point of where the mine, the blockade mine is going to take place and it's subsiding, it's going to affect 125 miles in a circle. So we tell the people of Phoenix, it's not going to be called the Valley of the Sun anymore. It's going to be called the Valley of Contamination. Because the tailings, which is the waste product, is going to sit 15 miles long, almost four stories high. And when we get those dust storms, they're all blowing into Phoenix and Tucson. For southeastern Arizona, the groundwater is all going to be lost. We have groundwater right now on the second study that shows that if it's taken care of, it can supply the people the size of Phoenix for 150 years. But with the mine, we'll lose that in 30 years. And this is groundwater. They're making deals with Mexico to give them a power plant so that they can run the seawater into Arizona. We're trying to wake up the Arizona people. Is that the future? We're going to now use seawater? Because they're taking every aquifer. If you look at Arizona and mining, they mine up everything. So what I tell people in Washington is, what about us? All these mines have been set on the border of the reservation. So it changes our lives. So everybody that knows about mining are not going to move their family in that area. This is going to be contaminated. It's already contaminated. Almost everybody buried in the cemetery has lost their life with cancer. You know, it's just really easy to look at and say this is a bad bill. But where we have power in the United States is that this is settled. So every one of you people sitting here, don't think you can't help us. You can help us. You can help stop this bill. And this is what we're taking across the country. And so remember, not to have anybody get scared, 13 attempts, it failed on their own merits until they cheated in the process. That's how they got this money. That's how they took it. And what I'm really happy about coming across this country is that so many people are understanding it and waking up to it. You know, everything on this trip is not what we expected. It's been greater than what we expected. Because to me, we're blessed. But I am hit with, how come you don't have an agenda? How come you're not telling people? How come? Hey, I'm fighting a billion-dollar company. I said, you think I'm going to put my strategy out there? I said, they're going to attack every place I'm going and meet every congressional person I'm going to. So let's let them be in the back for the first time. We'll play it our rules. We'll do it our way. We're not going to stay within the confinement of their rules anymore. Because this is religion. Religion should not be confined by anybody. And religion should not be destroyed. So people of America, what we face, or what you face, is the oldest religion here that God blessed this world with to be destroyed. And I think if we belong to any kind of Christian faith, we should stand for it. That isn't right. Because even our religion stands unique as one, because there's only one God. It's unique. So that's really important of how you can help us. And you've already started by welcoming us and being here in this church and meeting you this evening. Man, that's not much more I can ask for. You know, even with this amount of people, where God congregates people, there's power. Because those are the believers. Those are the believers. So I'm really excited and happy to be here. And I didn't mean to keep you this long, but I really need you to know who we are. And why we're here, and why we're going to D.C. After leaving New York, unexpectedly, a lot of people from New York are saying, we're going to meet you in Washington on your protests. We are going. You know, that wasn't expected. We created friends. Media began to pick up. You should have told us earlier. You know, chip class, same thing. How can I do that when we're fighting, you know, a really, really big company? A week ago, on our journey, message coming from Australia. People are protesting in Australia for us against Rio Tinto. That was a blessing. Now, Australia people know what they're doing in America. But the saddest thing is having indigenous people come to Arizona. And the only reason why they're coming to Arizona to witness if this is true. So we asked them, what does that do for you? Because they left Arizona sad, back to South America, back to where Rio Tinto is. Because what they said was, if anything this lady was trying to do, anything you can do for us, fight in America. Because in our country, we get killed. In our country, families are taken. So we always believe in America, that America would bring the balance. But when we heard what America did to the first Indian people again, that scared all of us. Because that tells Rio Tinto and everybody that indigenous people don't mean anything anymore. That these companies will not fear the United States because they will not step in to help us anymore. So now we're lost. I don't know how to say back to my country members, but I'm going home. I mean, that inspired us then. No, we have to fix this. And last but not least, the power isn't in Congress, it's us. We hold that power. We hold it. And so what we say as Indian people, that if this repeal doesn't happen, there's going to be chaos. Because what that means is that the precedents have been set for the future. So I have some of my people come ask me, well, we sit in a circle and they ask me, well, what does that mean? I said, if this repeal doesn't happen, it's a sad day because we know where it's going. So now we have to step back and pray to God about how will we manage, how will we survive what's next. Show us where we have to go because we believe in what you've created. We believe in what you've done. And we've been trying to keep the blessed gift alive that you gave the world. But our relatives are disobedient and not listening. We don't know more what to do because you created them too. Those are your children too. But they're not listening. I said, that's where we go if this doesn't change. Because if America is sleeping and continue to walk with blinders, that's where it's leading us. So we have to bail from that road, because that's not taking us to where God resides. Because now the sun, the earth, is a mother. It takes care of all of us. And that's why it's so important. Because these sacred places, you can be born there, and you can die there of old age. You don't even have to go anywhere. Because it has everything. Medicine plants, everything. If they're destroyed, it's not returned. It's never, ever returned. So, we are in a very crucial time. And we come with a lot of prayers. That's all we bring. I call everybody here, you know, if you're going to be other than spiritual, then don't be with me in this journey. Because this is a spiritual journey. He has showed us, the Creator has showed us what we need to bring to DC, what we need to do, and leave it. But it's not for me to argue with him. It's for me to leave the blessed gift there and leave. So that's our journey. And that's what's taking us to DC. And thank you, everybody. All you guys that, you know, for the welcome here to Philly, I'm just so thankful. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. It is just what they snuck on.
Okay. Well, I just want to make the comment that Senator McCain is up for election this year. So I think we should also help with his retirement.
Do you guys hear that? He said Senator McCain's election term is up. His election's coming, he said, and we should give him
retirement.
We agree with you. Good.
The repeal, what's the bill about sponsoring?
We have Cohaba out of Arizona, and we have, 13 co-signers? And if you go to our web, Apache/stronghold, you have Gohama and the 13 that are co-sponsors to. So the movement is there in Washington. I guess I probably should say one more thing. What most of the congressional leaders told me, the best effect I would have if the native tribes in their state and their constituent weigh into it to them. Because then they would tell John McCain, hey, I can't do that favor for you no more because now it's affecting my state. If it affects my constituents, I'm not for it. And that's why it's so important that states get involved.
Steve? Yeah, I just wanted to add to what you're saying, and one of the things that you can do is call your American delegation, or if you have a
what other or?
Credo.
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 That's I have heard from them as well and signed a petition.
Oh, good.
On America website. Yeah, there are four churches of
us. Oh, yeah. No. Yes. Good.
Credo. C-I-E-D-O.
Yeah. Cause that weighs in big. So sometimes people think the petition doesn't, but it does weigh in really big. Yeah. So if you go online, you'll see, and we might have what? One or two? There's about four of them online. So those will be hitting Washington. So even getting on that and doing it would be important. Yeah.
What's the date for Washington?
The date for Washington, we're going to be coming in on July 21st. And that's where it'll be the ceremony for coming all the way from Arizona, what we have to do as Apaches and Native people. I mean, everybody's welcome, everybody. But we just need to finish that part. And then on July 22, is what we're designating for everybody who have asked to come in. We plan to start what time? 11 to 2 o'clock. Because you can only be out there up to 3 o'clock. So that's the time, and we're praying and hoping that we'll get good numbers out there so that the people, and this is what the congressional leaders need. They need, because that's their argument back to John McCain, that we're not going to support this. We're going to repeal this.
It's in front of the Capitol.
In front of the Capitol. So even if you guys have internet or however you contact with everybody that you know, if you can get it out there, it'll be in front of the Capitol. Because you may have a friend out there that can come join us for a few hours or so. It'd be great. And if you have any other questions, we have the Apache Stronghold here. And people tend to get scared what the stronghold means. You know, the stronghold just means it's where people gather. And it was a place of information, a place of prayer. And so, like, when we use the stronghold, all Native people out there can relate to it, because that was an important gathering when we came together. But, you know, Washington has a different idea. It's a stronghold. They're more militant thinking than us. We're just saying we need to congregate and share, get information out there. Yet they, like we say, there was never no chiefs. That was created by the American. Yes, they entered into our countries. They created the chiefs, not us. Okay, hopefully I didn't miss anything, but again, we have, you know, an abundance of people here. And, oh man, it just really touches my heart. I really, really thank everyone. I really appreciate it, man. And if you have personal ideas that how you think it may help, like I said, everybody's here. You can talk to them. People have been with me. You know, we may not look like it, but we got press people here. We got attorneys here. You know, I mean, we're good to go. So as long as we don't look sharp, they don't look at us. But if we look sharp, they'll pay attention. Yeah. So I guess you could say religiously, you know, we're making our way. So again, thank you, everybody.